You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Sam Jamal on the line, and he's Regulatory Affairs Director and Counsel over at Firefly. Sam, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right, so excited to have you on the show. I want to get into some tips and some things that have helped you along the way in your career. So just to kick us off, tell us a little bit more about how you got started.
Yeah, no, thank you. So I'm an attorney by training, and I started my career doing policy advocacy work. First was doing work at a civil rights organization, the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund in D.C., and then through that work, I ended up working in the U.S. Senate as a counsel, in the House of Representatives as the chief of staff, and also in the Obama administration, the Commerce Department. So during that part of my career, I really learned how government works, both in terms of moving policy and the legislative branch, as well as trying to move regulations in the executive branch. And what that did teach me was, when I moved to the private sector, was how the decisions are made on the government side so you can maximize opportunities. And then from there, I was able to work at SolarCity doing regulatory policy work across the country, and then we got bought by Tesla and started working for Tesla doing the same work. And then now I'm with Firefly, which is an early stage startup. And so kind of the same role, helping us enter new markets, helping us identify rules that make sense, and kind of navigating, the various morass of government that, there's always opportunities and, of course, there are challenges. And so my role is to help us get through those.
Can you talk a little bit more about, in general, about how the role of, government policy and how all of that fits in business? And the reason I ask that question is because you have a very unique vantage point, because you've been on both sides of the coin. A lot of times there's this disconnect from a lot of the, as a lot of the business owners listening that don't have that governmental experience would attest to.
Yeah, no, I think there's a huge disconnect, and I think it's unfortunate. In some ways, the regulations are often put in place to provide guardrails for what to do and how to operate. When you don't have the business community providing their perspective, or you don't have folks that have been on both ends, sometimes, the rules might not fit. And so a lot of times it's helping on the company side figuring, okay, well, how does this rule apply? And what does this impact in terms of whether it's my ability to enter the market, how I'm able to engage customers, or just, generally the availability of opportunities. And so, for me, I think professionally, I've loved working with earlier stage companies and companies in the tech sector in general, because, they tend to bring some of the more unique challenges. In the clean energy sector, a lot of it was, you had a traditional utility model, and now you have distributed generation where folks can start to power their own homes or, electric vehicles and impact on the grid. And so you end up having these different conversations on how do you incorporate this new technology into a fairly traditionally static sector? And then even now, you have one set of advertising, and then you start to bring in digital, mobile, outdoor, and how do the rules navigate, how do they operate with this? And so as a company, you end up needing to offer your perspective and figuring out when to ask for forgiveness, when to ask for permission, and just making sure that you're up to speed on where the rules are and so you can take advantage of opportunities that are in place.
So I know this is going to vary from company to company, industry to industry, and everybody's going to have their challenges. So when I say this, I know that. But in general, I know certain themes apply to how I would imagine, and if I'm wrong, you tell me, but how businesses should approach this. So what should that startup out there operating in some of these spaces, what should they have in their mind when they, they first get started that gives them just that little bit more of a chance of success and to kind of, operating within the guardrails, we'll say. I like your terms.
Well, so I think If I'm a startup or early stage company, the first thing I'd try to identify is what markets do I see myself entering in today, and what markets do I see myself entering in over the next quarter or two. And what you want to do then is see, are there rules in place that restrict me, or are there things in place that I have to do in advance to enter a market? Good example, you know, if you're an app-based company, it's a lot easier because you're not brick and mortar in a lot of states and there's different, fewer licensing requirements. But if you're actually going to have brick and mortar operations of some sort, you got to do more with licensing and things like that. And so I think what you want to do to some extent is roadmap things out to get a sense of what are some of the potential barriers. And if there aren't any, then you go full steam ahead. And if there are, then, you know, to be honest, you're a startup, so you're going to have less capital in that sense, and or, you know, a higher appetite for risk. And so then you just figure out how best to manage that risk so that you can proceed ahead and create opportunities. Or also in the current circumstance that we're in, obviously, and hopefully we'll be back to normal soon, you know, you see where there might be some opportunities to leverage your new technology or new idea into the current change in circumstance. Because in a lot of these situations, there is a vacuum for new ideas and new energy. And so how do you kind of fit yourself in there? With maybe that creates government contracting opportunities or just another side of business that maybe wasn't initially anticipated.
Yeah, I love that you bring that up. And again, not that I like to think of it as if you can go out there and you can solve a problem, right, based on what's happening. So right now, obviously, we have a terrible situation going on in the world, the country, obviously. And it's not like how do you profit from this. It's like how do you solve problems that provide value so that and in return, you're obviously going to earn a profit from this. That part of it excites me, that there's a lot of smart people out there working to benefit us all.
Exactly. I think it is a matter of how do you help be a part of the solution? You know, I think right now this is unprecedented and we need different ideas and different energy to come in. And for folks that are entrepreneurs in particular, there is that energy to kind of think outside the box where, you know, we have to figure out a way to continue to keep things moving along while at the same time prioritizing, you know, number one, public health and safety. And so, you know, I think this is a way of, for everybody, myself included, aside from my day job, is trying to figure out, okay, not just how we can navigate with the company in this, but also, you know, what other ways can help and contribute where maybe I've worked in different settings that, hey, can I help and offer up my advice on how we can do something more efficiently or effectively based on past experience? Because, you know, this is an all hands on deck situation.
No, love it. Love it, Sam. So that being said, it's really been a pleasure having you on the show today. Definitely appreciate all the tips that you've given to not just the listeners, but to myself on navigating some of the waters that we're going through ahead. And to the listeners, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot, as I did. If you did, don't forget, subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there and also leave us some comments in the comments section. Love to engage with you there and take the conversation over to the YouTube community. And Sam, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Adam. It's great you're doing this and love to connect.
All right. So I'll cut the audio there. Man, that was a good show, Sam. I like talking to you. That was
Thank
good.
You.
No,
Thank you.
It was real good. No, are you kidding? I am not just saying it was good. Like, it was really good because we don't have that conversation that often. Like what people should be thinking about between government and business and like how that's navigated because we're both partners. I mean, the government can't exist without the tax dollars, and vice versa, right? We can't exist without the government. I mean, it's just, so it's like that, I feel like that conversation doesn't happen that often in a non-biased way. You know what I mean? Like, that was a very non-biased podcast episode right there, which they usually are. But, no, it was good, man. Seriously. So appreciate it. That was great content and a great conversation. I learned some things, so thank you.
No, thank you. Thanks. And let me know when it's up and running, and I'll make sure to share it on social.
Yep, quick side note. So, about that. So it'll be live with, and not to rush it, but I do got to go to the next one. I will be out within 5 business days. When it does go
cool.
live, you'll get an email from one of my assistants, either Diana, Julius, or Kate, and you'll have a full marketing package. You'll have a full video marketing package. You have YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Spotify, iTunes. You even have a Pinterest post.
Awesome.
So do what you like with that, and feel free to hit reply and let us know if you need anything else, and we'll take care of you, okay?
Wonderful. Thanks so much. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Sam. Okay. Have a good one.
Thank you.